Any questions? Well, yeah, I mean, it starts with people. Going back with the process, and you know, Mickey a few years back mentioned something about this facility, and I think at one point the Redskins had looked at it, and then last year, having a chance myself to see it, meet a few of the people here that work at the Greenbrier, and then eventually with Mr. Justice. You know, it's one of those things that gained a little momentum, and it continued to gain momentum. And then, you know, lo and behold, all of a sudden, there's an agreement. And now there's a lot of pressure that goes into that, a lot of things that have to take place for it to happen, this nice. I mean, if you're looking out, and I had made one trip earlier in the spring, but then really was updated with a lot of pictures, and there's a lot of people behind the scenes, and James Nagaoka and Jay Romig, and that's just starting with a few on our end. And then on this end, I wouldn't be able to hit the list of people, but Jim, he and I would talk about once a month, and all of a sudden the fields, you know, the key was the grass. Was that going to grow in time? Then the Advocare Center was built. And there was pressure 90-some days for a building like this to go up and then really be functional is pretty amazing. So there were a lot of parts that went into it, and then there's the arrival where you actually get to see it for the first time, and it's been above and beyond, you know, the expectations. And again, the weight room, every piece of weight equipment was brought in by Rogue Fitness, and they've got their Super Bowl going on in California with the CrossFit Games, and they sent a crew in and had a weight room designed for this facility. So the first 48 hours have been really just informative and also been really pleasing with regards to just the logistics, where the team is staying in regards to the hotel. You know, we'll deal with the weather each day like we've done before when we've been outside, but I think it's really a credit to the people involved, and you start with leadership, you start with Jim and his staff and the people back in New Orleans, and all of a sudden it you know, here we are. So I'm not surprised, but I'm very excited and pleased by everything that's happened, and it's happened in a real short period of time. It's pretty amazing. I was hoping to, I wanted just to get an idea. I did this a year ago, try to get an idea of what it's like. And, you know, the plan was we had a number of players do the test back in New Orleans, the early reports, the rookies, quarterbacks, some injured players. So there was a segment of the team that passed their physicals, did the test on Monday, and I was hoping to do it earlier in the week, and I've just kind of been battling this chest cold. And so I waited it. And then I just thought today would be a good time just to do it within the framework of the test itself. And it was tough. It was the first 5 yards of pushing that sled. I, you know, it was like biting too much, and I was worried about chewing it. But, listen, I was pleased with how our players performed. They, you know, on that field turf, it's about the surface. So when you're pushing a sled, like one of these Rogue sleds, the surface friction with the weight on it, the 45-pound plate and the kettlebell, that surface friction is important, whether there's a lot of it or not a lot of it. And there were areas that were tougher than others because, you know, when you put a field turf in, you lay that black small tire filling. And so when that sled would hit some of those high spots, it was, you know, it was like it stopped. And so That was challenging, but I thought overall the team really handled the challenge well, and it, fortunately it cleared up enough for us because it rained earlier, but it was good.
Sean, now what, as far as what are the rules of the PUP of this guy? Do they have to
Well, typically the protocol is report physicals, conditioning test, and then make a decision as to who's on PUP. There's an early PUP list for those that were here on Monday, those that reported. Once they're on PUP, then it's they're in a rehab. They're in a really a mode separate from the team so they can get up to speed and be able to participate with the team and be taken off PUP. So because there's an early group on Monday and then a group on Thursday, there technically is a group of players that are put on PUP earlier in the week, and then the potential for anybody that may be put on PUP here in the next 24 hours. I think I felt confident that both sides were going to come to a resolution in any contract negotiation. Obviously, one of this magnitude can be difficult and challenging. And a few years back with Drew, that took place. I wasn't here for a good portion of that. But credit Mickey and Jimmy Sexton and everyone involved. It's not unusual that they come down to, you know, the final couple days. I think it's it happens year to year. And so it was great to get that resolved, great to visit with him shortly after, I mean, literally the day of, and really get on to training camp. I think it'd be much more challenging if we were sitting here today and a situation like that wasn't resolved. And so obviously there was a lot of attention focused on it, largely in part because of the uniqueness of the collective bargaining agreement and the management council and the union having a difference on the franchise tag. And listen, the process is put in place and, you know, we just kind of follow it. I'm saying that as coaches, you know, there's a process that was collectively bargained by the players union and by the management council. And when something goes to arbitration, there was probably more gray area than both sides wanted, or else it wouldn't be being arbitrated. So, fortunately, we were able to get all of that taken care of.
How bizarre was it that you're sitting up there, you're stating a case with Jimmy there, saying, well, the tight end, and that means the money goes down?
No, believe it or not, bizarre would not be the word. You know, that was a long 2 days. But having a chance during lunch breaks to touch base and look, that there's a business element to it, and the uniqueness, you know, the reason agents are involved is they are able to handle negotiations. And in this case, it was more unique because of the arbitration and the 2 day process. But everything worked out and. You know, and obviously we're excited that it worked out with him prior to the start of camp.
When you say touch base with Graham, you were able to touch base with Jimmy himself, you mean?
During the process, yeah. I mean, we were all in a room, and we have to go to the bathroom once in a while and eat. No, I listen, and I understand completely from an outside perspective how you look at it, like, how would that be? And it wasn't like that. We couldn't discuss it, which made complete sense, and it is what it is. And so I'm glad it's behind us. I'm glad that I know this. It would have been a lot harder sitting in that room trying to say Suggs was a linebacker when everyone knows he's a pass rusher. So, but it was educational as well. I think the arbitrator really wanted to listen and pay attention to everything involved in the process. And in the end, I'm fired up for Jimmy, you know, because he's earned this opportunity now. And I know it was a lot off of his plate because it's easy to – is that a train? All right.
Got a free Sean Payton banner.
Not that we want to, but there is a guy that could stop that, Jim Justice, but we don't want to stop it. Trust me, he could stop it. But where were we at?
The opportunity Graham has now.
The opportunity, look, there's a weight on your shoulders when you're, you know, at a crossroads with regards to a contract and finally, listen, and I've been there as a coach in a different way. And so when it's resolved, man, there's a lot of relief and you're able to focus and not have to deal with just the daily conversation oftentimes by people that are wishing you well or talking to you. It just gets quiet, and that's a good thing. Yeah, absolutely. The process, I thought the process was handled outstandingly, considering the challenges with it. And so I thought he was fantastic. And look, one of the best phone calls of the summer was he and I having a chance to visit the day of and just touch base and you know, kind of get moving towards this training camp and because we've seen a guy come in here young and all of a sudden in a short period of time accomplish a lot of great things and still has a lot of things I'm sure that he's going to be able to accomplish moving forward. Yeah, those are parts to it. And look, that's training camp more and more it's always been important, obviously. And it's a period of time where the bulk of what you do schematically during the season, both offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game, are repped out here. And the spring is more restricted. It just is. And that's fine because it is for everyone. And so especially with Brandon, for instance, you know, he had the school quarters system at Oregon State. Those are all some challenges you just have to be able to adjust to and move forward with. And that's one of the great things about training camp because it's everyone. You have more time, more practice time, more meeting time, and it's really 24/7 football.